Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Water is the most essential nutrient to livestock, yet water and its quality is often overlooked. Routine water sampling is always advised, especially when turning livestock into a new water source. SDSU Extension cow-calf field specialist Robin Salverson explains, a quick test using an EC meter is a good first step in assessing water quality.
So when we are able to do the quick test with SDSU Extension, we're actually testing salts or salinity, and that's a really good indicator of livestock suitability. And so if it's low, that means our consumption is going to be, you know, at what it should be. It's just like you and I, if we drink really high salt water, we don't want to consume it. Same things with animals. So if they're not consuming that water, they're not consuming feed. If they're not consuming feed, they're losing weight.
Dams and dugouts are most often flagged for potential water quality problems. But Salverson says spring-fed and well water can be unsuitable for livestock consumption as well. At the recent Dakota Fest, the Extension beef team displayed samples of water which had been submitted for testing. One sample from a newly drilled well initially tested safe, but 2 weeks later went bad.
Another one is an older well, and it was bad. And actually, that sample actually had an animal go down with polio. So it was actually very high in sulfates, which causes polio, which is a typical symptom you would see with polio, is blind staggers.
Salverson urges ranchers to be proactive with water quality throughout the grazing season, pulling samples which can be checked for free at any SDSU Extension Regional Center. Visit extension.sdstate.edu for greater details.